The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Eddie Plyburn, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan.
Very nice to meet you. I think that's an unusual name. From where, would you say?
We came over from, my ancestors came 200 years ago from Cornwall in England and settled here in West Cork.
And did they come on boats and plunder the place, or did they come with as welcome visitors?
Well, there was older men around Scotland always telling me that we came in clinging to a plank, but I'm not too sure about it. I like to think that we came in and tied up at some pier.
But you didn't?
Yeah, well, we came by sea, definitely. That's
okay,
for sure,
okay, as you would imagine.
Yeah.
Let me go back a bit to more recent times. You were working as a manager at an NCT centre, isn't
that
right?
I was, yeah, that's right.
Where was the centre? Was it
inside in Skibbereen?
In Skibbereen. And you would have been in your early 40s,
yeah,
thereabouts.
Absolutely.
And what was happening? You weren't getting
I just got to a stage where, I suppose, I didn't know the conversation was going to go this way, but I just got to a stage.
Yeah, we'll go all over the place here.
Yeah, yeah. I just got to a stage where I couldn't do the job anymore. I didn't want it. I couldn't do it. I didn't like it. And a friend of mine rang me up one time that I hadn't spoken in a long time, and he kind of put the whole thing into perspective for me. He said that giving bad news to people every day was no way to go through life. And I kind of decided there and then to try and find something else to do.
Because the bad news you would be passing on was to say your car's
a crock. It's not an easy job to do, like, in any sense, but it's a job that you're either maybe cut out for you or not. And
yeah,
I found after a few years I wasn't able to do
okay.
it.
Okay. You know? There's a lot of people listening this morning who are either in work or on their way in would feel exactly that way about the job, that it's not giving them the satisfaction that maybe the people they're working with aren't, you know, the most pleasant in the world. And what do you do with that? What do you do?
I got to a stage in my life where of course, only an idiot would argue the fact that health is the single most important thing in life, but the second most important thing and there's no argument with me about it, is time and how you spend it. And, you know, people just need to maybe sit down and take stock of how they're spending time and try and find somewhere else to spend it that they're more comfortable.
Of course. Yeah. So what did you do? You sat down and said, right, I'm out, but how do you get out? How do you plan?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Miriam, who, my beautiful, beautiful wife, who's, to be fair, has been the voice of reason amongst all good decisions I've ever made in my life. And we sat down, and we've three children, and we've one little girl, Katie, three daughters, Leah, Amy, Lou, and Katie. And Katie is 10 years old, and she's got Down syndrome. And we were always trying to think of maybe if we could do something, a local business, buy a local business that we could have as a family business and do something together. And this shop came up for sale, Barnett's the Skull.
Yeah.
Stockets of Helly Hansen, Crocs, Breakburn Lighthouse, 30% sale off at the moment. The shop was there since 1948. This old drapery shop, traditional drapery shop. And I was there, I'm born and bred here. And I used to go in there with my mother when I was 5 or 6 years of age, putting on Gola shoes, you know, which we still stock to this day. And we decided, you know, that in the beginning we thought it was too much. And then we went and we spoke with AIB, you know. And I mean, the banks get an awful lot of bad press, but we went into Allied Irish Banks and met Melvin Beamish inside in Skibbereen and told him our story. And he believed in us and came in behind us, and really and truly between them and us and everything else, we made it work. And we bought our little clothes shop. And while we're on that, I read something recently that said, you know, like, that when you support a small local business, you're not helping a CEO to buy a third holiday home or shareholders dividends or anything. What you're simply doing is helping to put food on a family's table, helping them to pay their bills and sustain local jobs. And that's what it's about. And I want to take my 20 seconds of fame to thank each and everybody who's come into our shop, into our businesses, and helped us to do that. And I know I speak about all the local businesses in Skull, because that are all, we're all there trying to survive.
You make such a valid point. If we, as citizens, as members of the community, don't go to the local shop, we're killing ourselves.
Well, sure we are.
And we have to be shopping local and minding each other.
Yeah, and we can't compete. Like, I mean, local businesses, we can't compete with the big fish.
That's right.
Fish can go in and they can go up to their suppliers and they can say, I want X amount, and dictate the price to them. Whereas when you're buying small quantities, that's not possible.
So what are you selling?
In Barnes we're selling clothes. Men's, women's, kids' clothes, but it's all good brands, like Helly Hansen, Crocs would be our main ones, Breakburn, Lighthouse, Dubarry's of Ireland, you know.
All the greats. And the Vintage Room?
The Vintage Room, then, I've always had this unbelievable desire, all my entire life, maybe been collecting items that I just kind of stuff that light a spark in me. Lights, industrial furniture, not your mainstream antique stuff. No, that's not inside my headspace, but things, unusual pieces that people can buy and bring into their homes and introduce into their homes. And when other people come in, that's the piece they look at, you know? And I look at the story and of the object, and I connect the story to the object, and I tell the story, and then the people buy the object. The vintageroom.ie, by the way, is the website, and the vintageroom.skull is the Instagram, and that kind of rolls off the tongue. If you say the vintageroom.skull...
The vintageroom.skull is now my favourite Instagram
site. Yeah, it rolls,
as of 6 seconds ago.
Yeah.
So, look, you very kindly brought us in this little gift.
That's just a little thing, yeah.
I don't know, in no particular order. It's a series of letters.
Yeah.
S. Let's go in reverse. T. U. B. S. What do we got?
Yeah. You see, if you come into the room yesterday, we had them everywhere. Their shop salvaged London, 70s, 80s. I stock hundreds, if not thousands, of letters, and we make up all these mad words. And
right.
It's just something different.
It's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, the 1950s Japanese police station clock, 30 inches wide. Industrial clocks, German hairdressers, 1950s, all converted. 1950s Astrolux Vienna lights converted into desk lamps. I have Soviet military barrack lockers, which we've soda blasted back to the bare metal and lacquered. You know, just all this kind of
stuff. Sounds like the kind of stuff that might end up on the set of the Late Show at some stage. Yeah.
I know that you're pushed for time, so can I just say something about Scotland, if you don't mind?
Yeah, please.
I know I'm trying to, like, and you said about it yourself. Like, we're sitting here overlooking Skull Harbour, which is like, there's no doubt, and thank you, and don't ever underestimate, you know, what it means to us that you came down here to our town. So as a weekend highlight this, we're getting a chance to showcase our town. And overlooking Skull Harbour, hundreds of boats swinging off the chain. You have yachts, you have fishing boats, you have pleasure craft, and you have rowing boats. And they're all swinging off the chain, gelling together to make this unbelievable, beautiful picture. You can take a walk half a mile south the road there now and put your hand out and touch our nearest neighbour, Long Island, right?
Yeah.
And with all this beautiful island with colourful houses and even more colourful characters. In the background, Cape Clear, the three Cave Islands. You have Carty. We have Carty's. I mean, there's and the media, right or wrong, you know, there's loads of talk. There's a few islands off the west coast of Ireland, and they get a lot of publicity. And you know, I've been on them, and they're beautiful in their own right. But they have nothing. And we're on the edge of Carbery's 100 Isles here.
Yes.
You know, we have Castle Island, we have Horse Island, we have Carty's Island. You can go all the way east to the western, the Easter Skames. You have Sherkin in the background. There is nothing finer in the God's earthly world than when the ferry will throttle back as she enters North Harbour and Cape. There's nothing will come near. And then,
do you like West Cork?
I do. No, but there's no doubt about it. The harbour that we're looking over here in Cork Southwest, and there's loads of nice towns around us, Goline and Crookhaven.
I feel like I've been to them all, listening to you.
Yeah, no, but this is definitely the jewel in the crown what you're looking at here. And then if you go all the way east further, with all these beautiful islands, you'll get to Hare Island, which is my ancestral home, which is by far the finest of them all. And you can walk through Hare Island and go across a lovely little bridge and enter into a townland called Paris. And I can guarantee you there was a Paris in Hare Island before there was ever one in France. And just, I'm going to leave it this. There's 300,000 people listening to us here, right? And I would like to invite each and every one of them to come down and see this. It's unspoiled, it's untouched, and it's here, it's waiting to be discovered.
Good man.
And we look forward to welcoming each and every one of you over the coming weeks and months.
Thank you, Eddie. Okay.
And if I had to lock that door, I wasn't leaving here, so I got all that out.
Hey, Eddie, good luck with everything.
Thank you, and you're going to drop down to me later,
I sure am.
Because I have so much to show you.
I'm dying to see it all. I'm coming straight after the show. I'm going to come and see you and say hello. Thanks for that. I really appreciate it. I love the passion. It's really, really welcome, and it's great.